feeling? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to startle you. No, honey, just lie back down. Try to relax. There we go. Are you feeling any better? Because you tripped and hit your head. Don't you remember? Oh, honey, you must have really hit your head. No, sweetheart, I told you. Don't try and sit up. You just need to lay down and rest. I've got you. You're safe. Just relax. I'm sorry I had to do this to you. But you really gave me no choice. I mean, not letting you leave this bed. I know it's no fun being stuck in bed, but it's for your own good, I promise. Sweetheart, you just woke up and you're confused. What you need right now is to rest. It's Monday, honey, but don't worry. I've already called into work for you. You don't need to worry about a thing. You don't even need to think. Let me do that for you, okay? Good boy. You look so cute like this. So confused and groggy. I guess the medicine is doing its job. Of course, I gave you medicine. You're in pain and you need relief, and you're always too stubborn to take it, so I slipped it into your food. When I fed you last night. You don't remember me feeding you last night? Oh, darling, you're starting to worry me. I mean, it's only natural that I fed you. That's what a good girlfriend does when her boyfriend isn't well. What do you mean? How can you say that? Maybe it's worse than I thought. It's like you don't even recognize your own girlfriend. Honey, it's not safe for you to move like that. You're still not recovered. Sweetheart, you need to lie down. Please, just listen to me. Fuck. I'm sorry. It's okay. Shh, darling. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry I had to use force like that, but you need to understand. You're not well. You're confused. You don't know what you need, but I know what's best for you, so just listen to me and do what I say. Sweetheart. Relax. You're with me. I'll take good care of you. I always have, haven't I? Oh. You know, even under these circumstances, it's so incredible being close to you like this. Does this feel nice? My hand on your chest. Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I forgot. I know the scratches from the other night are still tender. Like I said, from when you fell down the stairs. Remember? Sweetheart, you're not making any sense. You fell down the stairs and you hit your head. No, honey, they were two separate events, but no more questions. You'll hurt your head with all that thinking. And it can't be good for my sweetheart to be trying to remember such painful memories. I think it's time for somebody to get more medicine. Oh, come on, it's not so bad. Here, I've put it in this drink. It'll be okay, just trust me. I'm doing this because I love you. I've already told you, you need this. Now, no need to sit up. Just let me run my fingers through your hair. I've got you. I'll cradle your head and lift you up a little bit, okay? Good. Now part your lips for me, darling. I'm gonna start tilting the cup. Baby, you need to drink this, or else it'll spill all over you and we'll have to change your clothes like last time. That's a good boy. That's it. All of it. Drink it all down. Keep going. You did really well. Honestly, I'm not sure why you're still resisting me after all this time, but that's okay. We can fix that. Don't you feel better, baby? See? You hardly feel any pain when I rub your chest like this now. I have to admit, these scratches do look so pretty on you. One for each finger. See? One, two, three, four, five. And you smell so good. It's still such a dream to me to be able to be this close to you. To be able to lie down next to you in your bed. To be able to put my head on your chest and listen to your heartbeat. It used to beat so fast the first time I did this. You were so scared, weren't you, darling? But not anymore. You learned to lower your guard for me. You learned your place. And listen to how gentle your heart is beating now. So calm, so complacent. Of course, I'd never harm you. You know that, right? Everything I do it because I love you. But there's a difference between hurt and harm. And sometimes you need to learn what happens when you do something you shouldn't. It's how I keep you safe, isn't it? Yeah, you understand. Did you just nod your head? Oh, baby. Oh, it's starting to happen just like I told you it would. The medicine, it messes with your memory, so it's hard for my little lessons to stick, but after days and days of repetition, I think some of them are starting to bury themselves in your subconscious. Yeah, what a good boy. You know, when I called your workplace. I told them that you were really injured and you might not be back for a while. So we really can just take our time. There's no rush. I mean, I let all your calls go to voicemail anyways, so you really don't need to concern yourself with things like that anymore. After all, I'll be taking care of you now. Your every want, your every need, your every thought, I'll take care of everything for you. Isn't that great? Isn't that just like a dream come true? Speaking of taking care of you, look what else is responding to the medicine. Yeah, you're getting hard for me, and you're starting to squirm as if you just can't take it. Is my palm just too much? Yeah, but it looks like it feels really good when I rub it like this. Oh, adorable. Don't worry, sweetheart. I'll take care of you, like I always do. No. Oh, that's really cute. You're trying to fight it. Good luck, baby. I mean, it's not like you'll win. It's not like you can get away, and I think we both know it's better if you just do what you're told. Yeah. Oh, you're giving in so fast, baby. It's okay. I'm only giving you what your body needs. What you really want, even if you can't admit it. Oh, that's it. Gentle strokes, nice and slow. Good boy. I know it's really sensitive right now, but that's just the medicine doing its job. Don't worry, sweetheart. You'll get used to it in a moment, like you always do. You know, I've seen how hard you work. Always typing away on your laptop at the coffee shop on the corner. Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Spending hours and hours there. So focused on your work that you hardly notice anything else. Hardly notice anyone else, actually. But that's okay. That's part of what made me fall in love with you. And I knew I'd get you to notice me one day. I just had to be as determined as you were. And look at us now. You're throbbing in my hand like a good boy while I stroke your sensitive cock. And it all just took a little encouragement, didn't it? And you're making those sweet little noises. What a good boy. My good boy. And those were such lovely times. You'd type a little and I'd type a little, and eventually I found something kind of soothing about our weekly routine, our ritual. It's just, I realized it wasn't enough. No, for someone like you, someone so driven, I had to do more. Oh, sorry, baby, did I squeeze you too hard? Oh, you poor thing. There we go. Oh, you can hardly say a word in the state you're in. Just a whimpering mess for me. Did you want my mouth on your cock that badly, baby? Is that why you're all whiny? What's the matter? You're not gonna say anything? Or is your mind so fuzzy you just can't get the words out? You're so cute. Don't worry. There's no rush, sweetheart. We can take our time. Just let me stroke you like this for now. What a good boy. But then, maybe I've had my eye on you because we're the same in a way. Once I had a taste, I could never get enough. I needed so much more. It really wasn't very difficult to find where you live, sweetheart. You should have been more careful, you know? There are some really dangerous people out there. But I guess you don't need to worry about that anymore. It's not like you'll be going anywhere for a long while. Isn't that right? Yeah, that's right. You don't have to worry about anything anymore. All you need to worry about is focusing on my soft hand all along your cock, going up and down and up and down. There we go. Just lay back and take it. Good boy. Yeah, and after I found out where you lived, I decided it was time we met. Just at the coffee shop at first. Little friendly hellos turning into small conversations. I savored every moment we shared like that. I swear you could have heard my heart pounding in my chest, throbbing, just like your cock is now. You really must have been into me. I could tell. By the way you smiled at me, the way you never averted your eyes or looked around nervously or made up excuses about having to go. You were nothing like the others. If I wasn't sure from the moment I saw you, I certainly was by the first time you spoke to me. I was going to make you mine, whatever it took. Oh, actually, that's not quite right, is it? No, you already were mine. I just had to make you realize it. Of course, that means that every part of you belongs to me. From this aching cock that I'm gently stroking, to these full balls that are going to empty themselves for me. Your expression right now, it's so precious. You look absolutely enraptured in pleasure. I can tell you're focusing so hard on staying lucid, but it's That's all you can do not to be overwhelmed by the sensation of my hand on your sensitive cock. You know, in a way, you've always been like this. I just had to figure out how to get you focused on the right thing. It's so cute how engrossed in your work you get. You didn't notice how perfectly I had positioned myself that day so that you trip and spill your coffee on me. I was so nervous at the time. It seems so silly now, but what did I even have to be nervous about? You're my good boy. And of course you'd behave just as I predicted. God, watching you get all embarrassed and apologetic, it was so... Oh, God. And suddenly, I had your undivided attention. Everything was going exactly how I planned. And by then, we were acquainted well enough that you were so flustered that you didn't think twice about inviting me over to clean up. Isn't it precious? Now I'm the one who's going to be cleaning you up. I have to admit, it was awfully cute to watch you pretend to be all confident and assertive. But I'm your girlfriend now. With me, you can drop the act. You can be who you really are. A helpless, desperate little pet. I mean, just look at you. You're trembling and whimpering. Your cock is throbbing and aching. So give in. Give in to me. Don't resist it. I can tell you want to release yourself from me. It's okay, baby. Don't worry. Don't worry, baby. I'll stroke you faster. That's a good boy, my good boy. You don't have to worry about holding it in. You can come. Whenever you want. Oh, that's it. Yeah, you're on the edge. There you go. There you go. That's it. Let it all out for me. Don't hold anything back. I want to hear your moans. Don't worry, sweetie. Nobody's going to hear. Yeah, you can scream as loud as you want and no one would hear but me. So let it all out. Just relax and give in to my hand. Be a good boy and shoot. Come. Come for me, baby. Come all over my hand. That's it. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come for me. Oh, there we go, there we go. What a good boy. Oh, you are my good boy, aren't you? Yeah. That's it, that's it. Keep coming. Ride the wave of pleasure. Don't fight it. Don't fucking fight it. Let yourself feel every ounce of that cum that you empty from your balls for me. No, it's okay. I know it's intense with that medicine coursing through you. I know. It's almost painful how good it feels. Shh, I've got you, honey, I've got you. You can get through it. You always do. And you'll do it again. And again and again and again. It's part of your body's training. The more you get used to it, the more docile and obedient you'll be for me. And you want to behave yourself for me, don't you? Don't you? Oh, sweetheart. Look at you. Just laying there panting. That's okay. Don't try and talk. Just catch your breath. Oh, yeah, the first load is usually the most intense for you. Sometimes it even snaps you back to your senses. We can't have that, can we? No, we can't. That's why I have some new, extra special medicine for you. And the best part is, we can share it. Doesn't that sound fun? Won't it be great to experience the same thing together? It'll be a bonding experience, just like before. Maybe this can be our new little ritual. Would you like that? So here's what's going to happen. You're going to say, ah, and take a sip. And then I'll take a sip too, and we're both going to swallow. No squirming. See, this is what I was afraid of happening. What happened to my good boy, my obedient pet? Looks like I'll need to bring him back. I guess we're gonna have to do this a different way. I tried to be gentle about it. You know I tried, but I'm gonna have to climb on top of you so you quit struggling so much. There. Now I'm gonna take a sip and just... There you go. This medicine works fast. I can feel myself tingling and getting hot. How about you, darling? Look at that expression on your face. Your tongue is practically hanging out of your mouth with the way you're panting. What a good boy. That's it. Don't fight it. Let the medicine do its job. It feels good, doesn't it, baby? Doesn't it feel as if every part of you is just so sensitive? Oh, it's too much. It's too much. Don't worry, sweetie. Get used to it soon. Yeah, just keep grinding against me like that. It's so good. That's my good boy. What's the matter, sweetheart? You're making the most adorable whimpers. Is it because the medicine just feels so good? Yeah. Look who's being honest again. What a good boy. I love seeing you like this. Oh, whimpery mess, desperate for relief. The medicine is good for you, isn't it? You know that now, don't you? Don't you? You can see that now. Yeah, that's right. You do, and you'll take it next time without any resistance, won't you? Good boy. That's my very good boy. Oh, your training is coming along so nicely, don't you think? Now, let's reinforce that lesson with a reward. I'm sure your poor cock has been aching for release again for a while now. I don't want to keep you waiting, baby. I don't want to torture you. God. Look at how hard you are for me right after you just came. You have no idea how turned on you have me. Well, from the adorably helpless expression on your face, maybe you do have some idea. Look at you, bucking your hips. You want relief so badly, don't you? Fuck, you're practically coming again already. Just can't help yourself, can you? Look at how much pre-cum is already leaking out. Oh, don't worry, baby. Don't worry, baby. I'll take care of you. Let me slide down a bit, and your girlfriend will make you feel all better. Let me just... Does it feel good? Does your girlfriend's hot, wet mouth feel nice sucking around your throbbing hard cock? Just listen to that moaning. Oh my god. You've been trying so hard to hold it in, haven't you? I wonder what sound you'll make when I swirl my tongue all around your head. Is that too much? It's just so pleasurable, you can't stand it. Is the medicine still on my tongue making your poor cock even more sensitive? Be a good boy and take it anyway. Yeah, you heard me. Take it anyways. That's a good boy. I want to hear you. I want to hear you let it all out. Let it all out into my mouth and come. can feel how close you are. Don't hold anything back. Come in my mouth like a good boy while I stroke you, okay? Can you do that for me? Yeah, I want you to do what you're told and come for me. Yeah, you know you want to. You know you want to, baby. Come for me. You need it just as much as I do. So give me all of it. Yes, 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 yes. Good boy, good boy. You're becoming so well trained for me, aren't you? Oh, one right after the other. Feeling good, baby? You're so cute when you look like that. All blissed out, hardly able to focus on the words I'm saying. It's okay, baby, that's just how I want you. All you need is to feel good and come for me. You don't have to think about anything else. Your girlfriend will take care of the rest. I promise. I still feel butterflies every time I say that. I can't believe I'm actually your girlfriend now. And now. It's time for the next step of your conditioning, sweetheart. I do want you to know that everything I do to you, it's only for your own good. But I have to admit, this is my favorite part. By now, the medicine has worked its way into you, and you must be painfully hard still. The only way to make it go away is for me to milk you with my pussy. Would you like that? It's only natural that we do it without protection, right? I'm your girlfriend after all, so it's okay, and I don't think you mind. No, you don't mind, especially not when you're like this, when you're so desperate for any release. Oh, sweetie, look at you. You're hardly putting up any resistance at all. See, every night we repeat your training, you become more and more obedient for me, more and more dependent on me to make you feel so fucking good. That's my good boy, my docile boy. Even just grinding against your cock, my pussy is so sensitive right now. I'm sure it's even more for you, my poor baby. Don't worry, sweetheart. Your girlfriend is gonna make you feel all better. Oh my god, a good boy. Sink all the way into me, just like that. Yeah, just like that. Fuck. Fuck, you feel so good inside of me. Ah, it's okay, baby. I'm here with you. Oh, it'll make you feel so good. So just give it to me. Just give it to me. Give everything to me. You're mine, you're mine, you're mine, you're mine forever. So just let me have all of you. Just imagine, soon we won't even need to use your medicine. Won't that be nice? Of course. Maybe sometimes I'll still give you some, because it's so much fun to see you like this. But you'd like that, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? Yeah, you'd like to be kept as my drugged up, blissed out, cum, needy little toy. Don't worry, baby. I'm sure it won't be long now. After enough training, you'll know just how to behave for me, won't you? You'll know just how to give in to me. You'll finally be entirely, completely fucking mine. I already have your body, so just give me the rest of you. Your heart. Your mind, your fucking soul, every single piece of you. Just let go of everything and become my perfect little pet. You don't need them. You don't need them. All you need is me. And I need you, baby. Fuck. Fuck, fuck, I need you, I need you, I need it. Keep fucking me, keep fucking me, it feels so good. And I know you need it too. So you're gonna fill up my pussy like a good boy, aren't you? Aren't you, aren't you, aren't you? You're mine, aren't you? You'll come inside of me if you're mine. Come on, be a good boy and come in my pussy just like I trained you. Yeah, are you getting close? Me too, baby, me too, fuck. Don't stop, come inside of me. Give your girlfriend all of your fucking cum. Yes, paint the inside of my pussy with your hot fucking load, please, please, please. Yes, just like that, just like that. That's my good fucking boy, that's my good fucking boy. God, I'll never get tired of that. I'll never get tired of that, baby. Isn't it so nice? Isn't this how it always should be? How it always should have been. No moving. Not yet, baby. I'm just gonna stay on top of you for a bit. I just wanna enjoy the feeling of you inside me. God, you've been so good at filling me up these last few days. It's almost as if I never knew how empty I was until you filled me. So just let me enjoy this for a little bit, okay? Look at you, my sweet boy. Oh, it looks like that orgasm took a toll on you. You're barely hanging on, aren't you? Poor thing. Don't worry. Next time, I'll remember to be sure to work on your stamina. Yeah, next time. Your training isn't over yet. But we're getting so close. I'm so proud of you. So you're gonna take a little nap, and when you wake up, it'll be like none of this ever happened. And we can start over again and again and again and again and again until there's no resistance and you left, until you're completely mine. Oh, baby, don't whimper like that. Shh, it's okay, don't worry, it's not scary. It'll be so much fun, you'll learn to love it. I'll make sure of it. So just rest for now, lay back into the soft pillows for me. You don't have any energy to do anything else. That's it. Feels all fuzzy, doesn't it? Your body, your vision, your thoughts. Feels good to let everything be fuzzy, doesn't it? Good boy. Let yourself drift off for me. I'll take such good care of you. From now on, that's my good boy. Hey everyone, it is a very sleepy editing Mags checking in with you. I just wanted to say, I know that that audio is very intense, but you're safe. It's all fiction. It's okay. I want you to take a minute if you can to breathe. And regulate yourself, to drink some water, to grab a snack, replenish those vitamins. Everything's okay. You are wonderful and you are cared for and you deserve all the lovely things in the world. Yeah, I am wishing you all the best and I'm happy to be back making something for you all, and I hope you enjoyed it. Okay, that's all. Have a lovely day, a lovely night, a lovely evening, whatever it is, and thank you so much for listening.